afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. May I have your zip code so I can better assist you today?
38829.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you, ma'am.
38829.
Thank you. Just a moment. What's your first and last name?
Kim Starks.
Ms. Starks, for security purposes on your account, ma'am, could you verify your shipping address for me?
Uh-huh. Now, why would I have an account with you? How would I have gotten an account with you?
Well, this is a third-party call center, ma'am. We provide customer support for several different online vendors. All I did was put in your zip code and your name showed up. So you have an account with one of the vendors.
Okay. What did you ask me? My name. My name is Kim Starks.
No, your shipping address. It's just for security purposes,
I'm sorry,
ma'am.
I'm sorry. It's my home address is 102 Adams Street, Boonville, Mississippi, 38829.
Thank you very much. Ms. Kim, hang on. The thing is still buffering. I'll tell you what the charges were first as soon as your account pulls completely up. And how are you this evening, by the way?
I'm good. How about you?
I am ready to go home.
I hear you.
No, I'm fine. Okay, so it looks as if you paid $5.74, Ms. Starks, on the 5th of this month. It says for a Platinum Ultra Smart Watch. It was shipped out on the 6th. Now, there's an additional charge on your account for $67.32. What that's for is when you paid the shipping and handling, Ms. Starks, there's a disclaimer that came up that says that they were going to enroll you in something called the
You had to opt to be enrolled in that, and I did not. Okay, so
okay,
you're
the second person to tell me that. See, I don't know because I've never been on the site, but I know they charged you that amount.
This is a little scam. I see this. The $574, but today I have a charge on the right for the
$67.32.
And it comes up, and I opted out of that.
And it still charged you, huh?
They sure did. It's pending on my account.
Okay, and unfortunately, the most they'll let us refund is 50% back. I'm not even going to start with 35% they say we're supposed to start with. Have you contacted your bank? Is that you know it's pending?
I keep an eye on my account as
right.
I know it's pending.
Exactly.
Okay, and I will, I'm going to dispute that charge tomorrow. There's no reason.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that, ma'am. I'll refund it because this vendor is willing to let us refund if there's to avoid a dispute. In other words, they'll let us refund the full amount. So you don't have to do that because when you dispute it, and then sadly enough, though, you'd be surprised, Ms. Starks, how many of these banks call in for stuff just like this. But when they see that it was a shipping and handling charge initially, even though you opted to not get that, but they still charged your card. That could have cost the overdrafts in your account. That could have caused you to be at the grocery store and trying to get your groceries
exactly.
And couldn't do it. You know what I'm
Thank
saying?
Thank you for your understanding.
Yeah,
yes.
For real. That's crazy.
Exactly.
So I'm going to go ahead and refund it in full. I tried to avoid it because it says it happened yesterday. So I would assume that it would still be pending, but it wouldn't let me void it.
It is.
So I'm going to have to refund it. However, it won't let me void it. So I'm going to refund it. And it actually takes 3 to 5 business days. I sent you a refund confirmation. However, to feds1095@yahoo.com. You'll receive that refund confirmation within the next 24 to 48 hours, Ms. Starks. And I sent that $67.32 back to your MasterCard ending in 0283, Ms. Starks. You'll see that money back on your card in 3 to 5 business days, as I stated. And I have a cancellation number for you. I want you to write down just so you'll have it for quick.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Sure,
let me
take your time. Take your time. I have to type up the notes anyway. While you're getting the pen, I'm going to type up the notes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Trey, run in there and get me something to write with real quick. Scooty, get your seatbelt on.
They sound so cute.
Oh, girl.
Well, I have 11 of them. It's just making me miss mine. I had mine on my off days.
I had 15, and I had, let me see, 2, 3.
Wait a minute. You had 15 children or 15 grandchildren?
15 grandchildren.
Oh, okay.
Grandchildren, and I had 6 of them today. 3 of them are gone, and I'm still
Lord, have you 3. Sound like me. You sound like me.
Been busy all day, I'm telling
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready when you are with the number.
Okay. Your cancellation number, Miss Starks, is going to be C as in cancel, followed by these numbers. 260. 564. 803. Again, C is in cancel, 260-564-803 is your cancellation number, ma'am. And
I appreciate that.
Okay, that stops any future billing effective immediately. All right?
Okay.
Is there anything else
Thank
that
you
I can
so
assist
much.
You with? You're more
no,
than welcome to start.
I don't know what time you're getting off, but you enjoy your evening.
I am. I have 29 minutes and 15 seconds.
What'd you say? And counting.
Yes, ma'am. You
thank
enjoy those
you.
Beautiful grandbabies. Make some memories, ma'am.
I'm gonna
Stay
do
safe.
It. I'm
thank
doing
you for
it.
Calling
thank
customer
you too.
Support. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.